Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and live from Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, the most beautiful vacation spot in America. This is Dr. John Stainey, and we are here with the one, the only pro wrestling interviews. It's so good to be here. First of all, tonight from Indianapolis, Indiana, the one and only Todd. How are you doing, Todd Sexton?
I am doing outstanding and supernatural and ecstatic to be here. It's a beautiful
We're really glad to have you here. All right, now, we have somebody from Area Code 317413. Who on earth could that be?
That would be Mr. Tim Armstrong, co-located in Indianapolis.
Yeah,
we're
Tim.
So glad. Tim, I thought that was you. Yeah, we are glad to have you here. It's wonderful to have you. And we have an international superstar with a movie coming out next week, and I'm going to ask him to tell us all about it. None other than Papa Stro, the Maestro of Wrestling. How are you doing tonight? The big guy is here.
Well, I'm doing great. I'm sipping on the Don Ho pina coladas and Waikiki.
Nice.
Listening to Hawaii 5-0 music. I'm just kidding. Great to be here with you guys. Big stream here next weekend. Saturday at Lenoir, North Carolina, the Golden Ticket Cinema Swin, the premiere of The Devil's Daughter, Harlequin Origin Story. In this film, I star as Dr. Arkham, who runs the Arkham Asylum in the film. Lots of Batman characters, and, of course, Harlequin's going to be there in the film as well. It's the stories about her, the untold story, if you will, a real dark take to the Harlequin story. So if you're a horror fan, you'll dig it just as much as you are a Batman fan or a Harlequin fan. So everybody put like so much passion and effort in this film. I can't wait for everybody to check it out. And the proceeds of the film is going to go to Gracious Hands, who help out people that are dealing with domestic violence. So it's for a great cause. And from what I've been told, the next day on their Facebook page, they're going to be releasing the film on social media for everyone to watch. So
I will not make it to Lenoir, North Carolina, which is right next to where I grew up, Morganton, but I will be there on social media, and I really can't wait to see it. So, and congratulations to you, the star of The Devil's Daughter, and congratulations to Ronald Rossman, this great, great film. We know it's going to be a good film. I've already been told it's going to be a good film, and just so glad that Ronald has put together one of his dreams was to really get this thing going. So congratulations, Ronald Rossman. We're so glad to have you. And now, as I look down, and that's who all we've got, we're expecting Sinister tonight. And maybe one or two more, maybe Steve Logan. But right now, we're going to turn this shoe over to the one, the only, my close friend and good guy from Ravenel, the greatest wrestler in Ravenel, South Carolina, the one and only, the amazing Velvet. Velvet, good evening, and how are you doing, kind sir?
Yeah. Hey, the only wrestler in Ravenel, South Carolina.
No, stop. Ravenel's a big place. It is huge. I have delivered flowers there. It is gigantic. So don't say that. But you are absolutely the greatest wrestler.
Everything else.
Yeah, right. This is great. So
okay.
We have a plethora of guests. It is open forum night. We can talk about whatever you would like to. You can ask me anything you would like to, or anybody else any questions. But I do have a question for Tim. Tim.
Yes, sir.
How'd that equestrian thing go today, buddy?
Not good at all.
Oh.
My daughter, She was actually doing, yeah, I hate to have a sad note. Usually, yesterday, I will say yesterday, she placed third because she had the event yesterday, too. So today she was out there. There were eight people in the ring. I'm going to act like I know what I'm talking about, but it's a flat glass, which means she's doing canter, walk, and trot.
Don't feel bad.
Right.
And so she was doing all of her moves perfect. She had the right lead. I know I'm throwing out all these weird terms, but she was doing a great job. And then all of a sudden, a horse cut her off, and it caused her horse to kind of buck a little bit, and she fell. So she didn't get disqualified, but she didn't place. So they have like up to sixth place.
Yeah, she's all right, though, because I know that hurts like hell getting thrown.
Yes, she's okay.
Trust me.
She's probably going to be sore tomorrow.
I would imagine tomorrow
she's going to be real sore. But she landed on her butt. The scary thing was I didn't see her. I saw her fall off, and she was on a tall horse. But I didn't see her land. So, of course, Todd knows my personality. I panicked, and I took off. I bolted over. I got to the edge of the arena, and then I thought, no, I better not do that. I could tell Rachel was standing up, and she was okay. She was smiling. So I stopped myself because I was about to run out there, and I'm pretty sure I'm not allowed out there. I stopped myself. But she's good, but it was just a suck. She was
good.
Doing good.
We're praying for her.
That's why
I took my first backdrop from a horse. I took my first backdrop from a horse, and then the horse laughed at me after I took the bump. Yeah.
I bet. Because he probably said you did that wrong.
I don't know if that was a good job, kid. I have no idea. He was just laughing.
That's good. I'm glad she's okay. And, you know, I'd rather be sore than messed up. So, yeah, take that. That's a win. And that's kind of sad, though, that she doesn't get the place because the other horse cut her off. That ain't right. But
what a heel.
Well, exactly.
There we go. That turned it into a wrestling thing.
Yeah. Was Granny riding the other horse?
Yeah. That was the NWO horse.
It's going to be the horse, right? If I ever see that horse again, I'm calling it Granny. But no, she got third yesterday in the same event, so we're good. All in all, it was a good weekend.
Awesome.
You know, learning experience.
Awesome.
But, she might be sore tomorrow, but it was a good weekend. So thanks for asking.
Yeah, well, that's good. Yeah.
Hey,
because I know you're
amazing,
busy.
Velvet.
Go ahead.
Amazing Velvet. We have none other than the great, great Sinister with us.
Hello. How is everybody?
Sinister. There's that man.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got Papa Snow, we got Todd Saxon, we got Tim Armstrong, and Dr. John, and myself. So,
yay.
Are you doing okay, sir? Senator, are you doing all right?
Oh, yeah, I can't complain. How about y'all?
We're doing okay. We're hanging in there.
Oh, doing
blessed,
great.
Blessed to be here, brother.
The real question, Senator, is how are all the referees doing around you?
Well, ain't doing too hot, and then we were supposed to do some shows at the fair, and for some reason the office, they cancel our shows, and they said they didn't want any vendors or outside entertainment coming into the fair, so I don't know what's going on.
Whoa.
That's bull crap.
Wow.
That's an NWO move right there. Granny got you too. That's wrong.
Yeah.
Serious.
That's wrong. That ain't right. If this has been planned,
that's
wrong. Exactly.
That ain't right.
Well, that sucks. That sucks, brother. Well, you know, hopefully we can get that back, the Bad Boys of Wrestling back on track and get them going. So, you know, got to keep moving. You know, like they say in the business, okay, one hurdle, that's all right. We got more hurdles, and we'll knock them down, too.
Yeah.
So,
we will overcome.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We will overcome. So, all right, well, let's start this shindig. I started it with a question that had nothing to do with anything but what Tim had said earlier, that he was going to an equestrian show. He had a big weekend. He was going to be tired, all that, blah, blah, blah. Thanks, Tim. I'm glad he's going to be okay.
Thank you, sir. Sorry.
Sorry, you'll get me back on
Wednesday. Weekend's so reduced to blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, he's going to get me back on Wednesday.
Sound like a police song.
I feel it.
Do, 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 da, da, da.
Da, da, blah, blah, blah. All right, who's got something? Come on, throw it out there. Let's go.
Well,
I'll figure this out.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Sinister. Go ahead, buddy.
Go ahead.
I'm trying to see if this is true or not. Now, I know on the last, I guess it was SmackDown or Raw. I mean, we already know it was a show between Becky Lynch and Charlotte. But
yeah, I heard about that.
But it has also been reported that it was something Becky did that wasn't in the script, and when they got backstage, it was an altercation between the two. Oh. They got pissed.
Yep, that was true. And then Vince McMahon had personnel call Charlotte Flair and tell her, we know what she's trying to do. She's trying to get fired, and it's not going to happen because she thought she would get fired and she could show up the next night on AEW to be seen on TV. And they said, that's not happening. So,
wow.
There was an argument. There was an argument before the segment. The segment went wrong, and then they got back on track when Sasha Banks came out. So they got back on track. But when they both went backstage, everybody's reported, all the top people who follow WWE, all these people, these insiders and all that, they all said the same thing. They got into each other's faces. Yeah.
Reminds me of the time Rick Flair knocked Bischoff over the couch and Vince called him in the office.
Oh, Lord. Well,
oh, goodness.
She does not have a no compete clause. So if she were to get fired, she could walk on any program she wants to the next day. And Vince knows that, so he said, no, we're not doing that. Y'all can argue all you want to. You screwed it up. That's fine. We're not firing you. That's what she's trying to do. So he's not going to play that game with her. So he'll either put her, make her wrestle a lot on TV, or he'll pull her off TV. Watch. He'll do one or the other. Or put over talent that she shouldn't put over. How's that? Go ahead, Senator.
So you mean to tell me she was actually trying to get fired so she can go be with, a fiancé?
And draw her boyfriend, her fiancé, because they're not married yet. Everybody keeps saying they're married. They haven't tied the knot yet.
Okay, so my thing is this. If, let's say she was to get fired, go to AEW, and they might not can afford her, then what's she going to do?
Join the dark order.
Hey, that's on her. Hey, dude, that's on her. She can say, only thing she can do is say yes or no. They offer her money, she says yes or she says no.
She'll be number 12 in the dark order.
Right? Right? Number 12. She'll be number 13. How many times does she hold the women's title? That's the number she'll be in the dark order.
God,
don't. Here's the thing. Nobody can put on what they did at Crown Jewel and what the money they made from Crown Jewel, AEW will not make in a year. And that was one night. Okay? You got to understand WWE is a machine and it's going to keep going.
Yeah, that is true.
Too bad Jimmy Farr couldn't reprise his role as the Sheik
and
during the Crown Jewel pay-per-view.
Just,
that'd been tremendous.
Steve just said AEW cannot afford Charlotte, also wanted to lose to Bianca Belair instead of exchanging the titles. That made sense. Whatever.
The whole exchanging the titles thing, I'm sorry, man. This is ridiculous.
That was dumb.
Oh, my God.
No. Steve said no.
No, it's so dumb.
Oh, they can't afford
it.
AEW can't afford her. Never mind. Go ahead.
I thought it was dumb when New Day and the Street Profits switched their titles that time.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Okay.
That was dumb. I think they should either lose them or somebody should have have both belts, and then they lose them the next night on whatever show they're going to. That's what I think. But whatever. What do I know? I'm stupid.
Yeah.
Is Steve in the queue there, Dr. John? Dr. John.
Yes, sir. Dr. John is here. Dr. John is here. What did you ask me?
Is Steve Logan in the queue? Because he's talking to me through text. He's listening to what we're saying.
No, he's not. He is not in the queue. So tell him.
He's on the way into work. He's listening to it. Okay, I got you.
I thought Dr. John was going to come back with his Dr. Detroit voice.
I've
been watching Steve Logan ever since we started.
He's driving into work is what he said. He's listening in, but he's driving to work. All right.
Yeah,
so
we've got good.
So
love
you, Steve. Yeah, we
got
good. This is awesome.
Mike, what have we got over here?
All right. Anyway, so
Game of Thrones. That and you guys.
Hey,
so I'm watching Steve Logan.
Dr. John, you can mute.
What?
We're here now.
You're allowed to turn your mute button on.
Anyway.
You can tell Mike you're allowed to mute your mic for the show. See what I did with Mike?
That's all good.
That's okay. Don't forget, Mikey still eats anything.
That's kind of Steve Carell
will
get smart.
Anything.
Where all the spies will listen to him, like saying, "This is the greatest day of my life."
Awesome! Awesome!
It is a great day. We're watching trash cans move by themselves on Ghost Adventures. We're watching a Game of Thrones. And we're listening to the greatest wrestling podcast in the universe with Pro Wrestling Interview.
Oh, man.
Man,
I love Daenerys, man. She's great.
Notwithstanding, WCW Retro is pretty darn good. It's a whole different world.
Hey, thanks. It is a good show. It's a great show.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, Velvet and I will be visiting Missy Hyatt on the 14th of November, and seeing if she'll come on our show.
It will be fun.
We got to have you guys on the show if we have Missy Hyatt for sure. And I'll tell her that you guys are going to be there and Sinister, and she knows every one of you. So we'll do what we can. We're going to be hanging out with her.
This is so much fun.
We're going to be hanging out with her at the Revolutionary
at the,
War Field Days in Camden, and she's going to be playing some kind of a spy, a super secret double knot spy. Just teasing.
Nice.
So anyway,
that's going to be entertaining.
Yeah, that's a stretch for her though. She can't be a spy. I mean, come on.
She can be. Missy Hyatt can be about whatever she wants, as far as I know. It's going to be
fun. That was a joke. She was spying on different companies. Ooh,
yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. Anyway,
absolutely.
All right. So, yeah.
Undercover.
When's the last time you talked to Susan Green?
I haven't talked to Susan since the last show.
Okay, because we haven't seen her. She hasn't answered anybody. We've tried to get in touch with her, so I don't know what's going on with her. So, all right, just thought I'd ask. So, we got all kind of stuff going on. Did anybody see the interview with MJF talking about Roman Reigns and Ruby Soho? Did anybody see that?
Yeah.
You saw that. It was pretty funny, wasn't it, Bob Crow?
Oh, it was awesome.
So, He's like, oh, yeah, he's a great performer. I like him. I don't want to talk anything bad about him. But, you know, if he hears this, he's going to deny he knows who I am because that's what they do up there. But, you know, I'm not trying to say nothing against him because I'm not trying to say anything against him because I might work there someday. That's great. And then he said that, you know, something about Soho being better than him or something. But then he turned around and said, well, she's crap here. I was like, oh, my God, dude. What is wrong with you, dude?
Wow.
I was like, and he sat there with a straight face and just said, yeah, she's a dribbling shit. I went, wow, okay. All righty then. Just set the bar low. It's all good. But see, that's what I'm saying. He is our type.
He called Sting the other night. He called Sting Darby's goth daddy.
Yes, he did. He sure did.
I just lost it.
But you know what? He's today's big deal. He's today's Roddy Piper. He can talk and he can work. And he can wrestle in the ring. So, I mean, come on. I mean, think about it. He's one of the top-notch guys. If he stays at AEW, unless they start really, really competing number wise, I can see him leaving. But I think what he needs to do is while he has freedom to go to other places, he should go to New Japan. He should go to Mexico. You know, he should do some stuff while we have that opportunity. And so, before he makes up his mind to figure out what he wants to do. Right now, he's under contract. He's got a big contract. So, I mean, as he should, he's a top star there. So, what does anybody think about that?
Well,
buddy,
I think this. Now, yeah, he is a top star there, and usually, if you're in the top star in the company and you got talent like what they have right now, in my opinion, they should stay and build that company so they'll be a powerhouse. Because if everybody keeps leaving, that can shift to WWE. WWE is not going to have any competition because, you know, they're the strongest right now.
Right. Well, technically, I don't see anybody really in competition with them. I really think they're in competition with themselves. They have to figure out what they're going to do. You know, they're still trying to figure out what their brand's going to be and how they're going to run it, and how they're going to promote it, and how they're going to put it to the public. They're still working on those things. I think they have a better shot of being what they want to be when they move fully to TBS. And I think that's the better spot for them to be on TBS than TNT. TNT's got a lot going on. They have baseball, they have hockey, they have basketball, they got all these things. TBS, the baseball's just about over. You know, so the Braves aren't on there right now because they're going to be on their national channel playing, you know, in the World Series. So the Braves are off TBS for right now. So, and then they'll be off for, what, till April? So, yeah, you got time to build that brand even better on a different channel, a different network. We don't know what's going to happen. So they really need to do their own thing and not worry about what WWE's doing. Because that's what Bischoff said. He goes, if we had paid attention to us and not watching what they were doing, we would have won the war and we'd be the top dog. WCW would be the top dog right now. But he goes, we made the fatal mistake. We paid more attention to what they were doing than what we were doing.
Exactly.
So,
yep.
You can't do that. You know? But it is what it is. It makes it interesting because, you know, most everybody's trying to work with one another. Other than Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor is trying to stay away from Impact and Power and anybody else. They're trying to still do their own thing because they have a brand. But, you know, I think their problem is money. I think TV and money is their biggest problem. So we'll see what happens with them. I mean, they got talent over there. You know, mm-hmm. just got to get it on something national, I think. I think if they had a national syndicated show like Dynamite, you know, not, they would be better. And that would help Power and Impact learn how to get on something better than Access TV or YouTube or whatever they're on. You know, I think it would be better if everybody got a regular channel on anybody's network other than a pay channel that you have to buy a whole new streaming thing. You know, that's what they need to work on. But, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, speaking of Impact, congratulations to Moose. He just became the Impact champion.
Yep.
He was recently on, I guess, on the In the Room podcast.
Oh, he was? Cool.
That's pretty
on,
cool.
DeuceNation.com. So, congrats to him, man.
Yeah, congrats. And that's a big victory to beat Christian Cage. That is a big, big victory for him. That makes him. That makes him top dog right there. And because Christian Cage beat Kenny Omega for that, and now Moose has beat him for that. That just puts him on another level, and that's very good for him. Congrats to him. You know, he's been climbing that mountain hard since he got into the business. So I think it's good. I love it. I love every bit of it. So, you know. All right, what else we got? Who's got something? Jump in. Todd, come on, Todd.
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, Dr. John brought up flowers earlier. All I can say is I was in a florist shop recently. A pedophile walked in, and he asked for flowers, and the person at the counter said, orchids.
Todd, is that supposed to be a joke? Or what in the heck is that?
It was sick, but it was funny.
It was
speaking of flowers, you still doing the flower thing? Dr. John, we're going to throw it his way because I know I called and left you a message.
Well, no, we had to close it because Robin is not well, and so we have closed the flower shop for now, but we'll be back open toward Christmas time, and call me if you need.
All right,
you got my number. Call me if you need.
Yeah, what do we got to worry about with Robin, dude? I mean, that's part of the family, our podcast family. So let's.
Yeah, kind of is. She's not doing well. I'll find out more tomorrow. I'll let everybody. I'll just send out a message to Pop Culture Stars and Pro Wrestling Interviews so that we all know how she's doing. I hope she's going to be doing better. I love Robin to death. Anyway, I'll let everybody know, okay?
Yeah, let's make sure we got thoughts, prayers, good karma for the team. Speaking of the team,
Robin,
we got a lot of people with stuff going on. Velvet, you got a bunch of stuff going on, brother.
Yeah, I'll tell you the skinny real quick. A lot of people don't know. I was very angry at my doctors, and I got to tell you a funny story on top of that with it. So anyway, make a long story short, I was told three different things about my lung, and I was hearing new information every day for three straight days, and I really went off the deep end, and I said, you know, if I'm going to die, somebody's going with me. And they were like, oh, crap. I was mad. So I calmed down. I said, okay, so we're going to see the doctor that made me mad. So apparently word got back to him that I had said some things, and I didn't care. So me and the wife were sitting in the room. So he comes in the room like Hulk Hogan busting the door down. He pushes the door open real quick. Check this out. He pushes the door open real quick. He slides in. He's got his laptop in his hand. He's looking at us. He goes, how are you? And we went, hey, how you doing? Good? I'm good. How about you? And Don asked him, too, said, are you okay? He goes, yeah. So he sits down, and this dude had a nervous, never seen him do this. Never seen this happen to this guy. He's sitting there, and he's looking at us, and I tried to turn away because I was going to laugh. This dude had a nervous tick going on because he was so nervous about if I was going to jump up and do anything. His eye was flipping around and, you know, wiggling and jumping up and down. I said, oh, crap, this is hilarious. So then he's like, so, you know, what do you know so far? And I told him what I knew. And then he said, jump up on the table. He listened to my lung and, he, you know, checked me out. And he said, okay. And he goes, you need to get this blood work done every 3 weeks, blah, blah, blah. Give me the paperwork. And then he handed it to us and he didn't say another word. But he was still like flipping out, man. His head was twitching. That was so funny, man. So, but no, I had the skinny on the lung is they couldn't see exactly where it was at, the spot in my lung. They kept saying it's in the staph line, it's in the staph line, and I got told it wasn't in a lymph node when it is in a lymph node, and just all kind of stuff. So when they did the PET scan, they said, okay, it's in the staph line, but it's closer to the center of your chest, and it's real close to the main artery in your chest. And I'm like, oh, well, that's not good. I'd never heard that before. I said, okay. And that was a big concern. The other concern was I had a cervical spot that comes up and disappears and comes up and disappears. It's probably the size of a pin top, but it keeps showing up and going away and showing up and going away. And I'm like, that's not good either. I said, if that grows and gets in your spine, I said, you're done. So now I put the word out that if my wife is my healthcare power of attorney, my oldest brother's secondary, and I told them, I said, you do not need to ask me if this goes south and they need to take the lung. Don't even ask me. Just do it. Tell them I'm good with you taking my left lung. I don't care at this point if that goes bad. So that's where I'm at, and then I start chemo tomorrow. It's pill chemo, and we'll see how that goes. Okay, Steve Logan has a rebuttal, and he's in the queue, Dr. John, so we have to hear what he has to say.
Yeah, so bring him on, baby.
That's what I got going on, and, you know, any updates, I'll let you guys know. So,
God bless you, brother. A box of prayers,
yeah, man.
Always. Love
Thank you,
man.
Sir. You know, I know you do. You and Todd always are on it. You know, Todd sends me something every day, so I'm good. I love that. Whether it's a happy Thursday, happy Monday, happy whatever, or he sends me some midget stuff like he did earlier today. That was nice. I think he sent that to everybody, though. Didn't you send that to everybody, Todd? Todd. Did Todd drop again?
And Steve Dr. Logan
John,
is
there?
With us.
All right, go ahead, Steve. What's the rebuttal, buddy?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Hope you feel better about it.
I'll try.
Yeah, you're in the competition comment. But aren't WWE and AEW competing for the same talent? Because they wanted Bryan, they wanted Adam Cole, but AEW got them. And
well,
I would say just
they
by
didn't
default,
resign their
competition.
Yet.
Yeah, but they're right.
I mean, they didn't re-sign him, and those guys didn't want to stay. They want to see what AEW is all about, and you can't fault them for that because Brian may have not left on the best of terms, but Adam Cole did leave on good terms. He didn't leave on really bad terms. So if he were to quit tomorrow, he would call them up, and they would put him right back on TV. So him on the other hand. They're not competition because the numbers aren't there yet. The numbers are skewed. If you look at the numbers as a whole, they're skewed. And besides, the production output of WWE, whether you like the shows or not, the production is better than AEW. There's been some mistakes in production.
Sure. I mean, the past with the audio, but I mean, like, just recently, they had a demo which I know is very specific and not ratings, but they they had Ruby Soho and the Bunny, like, out demoing the Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns, so.
Right.
I would argue they are, but in very specific categories.
Was that when SmackDown was on FS1? The whole...
That is true.
That
is important, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. But, correct, and that's what MJF was referencing, but the thing is this. They're going to take jabs at one another. They're going to say stuff. They're going to say, hey, we're doing this, we're doing that, we're beating you in this, we're beating you in that. That's just all to keep everybody engaged, us, the fans, to keep us engaged in what's going on. That's just a ploy.
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear what happened? You need to watch next week. You need to watch Wednesday night. You need to watch Friday night. That's all they're doing. And WWE,
yeah,
their contracts are so huge with USA and Fox. They're not going anywhere. They're not going anywhere. So you ain't got to worry about WWE losing USA Network or the Fox Network anytime soon. You know? And I just think TBS is the right spot for AEW Dynamite and Rampage. I think that would be the best place for it.
Yeah, hopefully they don't have to move to Saturdays like they do recently if they're on TV.
That's because hockey, basketball, and anything else, yeah. So, and I think because they don't have all that. They only have Braves baseball and, you know, a few things here and there, but they really don't have anything. They just have regular TV programming on TBS. So I think perfect spot. You know, even if they picked another day in the week, it's a perfect landing spot for those shows. That's just, I mean, opinions are like, you know what, buttholes, everybody's got one, you know? So we'll just have to see. Because I think the ratings will be better for them because the demographic of people they're trying to get is 18 to 35 right now.
Yeah,
and the way to do that is, but... You know what I mean? It's just they're trying to get the main demographic of people to watch. You know? Yes, there's some older people that are there because of Jericho and Cody Rhodes because of Dusty and all that. You know, that's great. But you can't... Look at Santana and Ortiz. One of the best tag teams they got with FTR. And not the Young Bucks. I hate to say that. The Young Bucks are not that good.
They
suck. That is the day song.
I mean,
I can't stand.
I mean, what are you trying to be? You're trying to be the Rock and Roll Express. You're trying to be the Midnight Express.
Whoa.
You couldn't hold a lace up their boots, bro.
Well, Rock and Roll Express. I mean, Rock and Roll Express worked with the Young Bucks, and they did a T-shirt with Young Bucks' name on their own picture. So, I mean, I would say Rock and Roll Express is at least you know respect them enough to work with them on shirts.
Oh no, that's true. But you know what? If you look at it as a whole, where they came from, what they've done, how they got there, I mean, come on. I mean, I'll take that back. I won't knock it, but my thing is I don't think they're better than Santana and Ortiz or Ray Phoenix and
Pentagon.
Oh, the Lucha Brothers.
I don't think they're better than Frankie Kazarian and Christopher Daniels.
Sure.
They're definitely not better than FTR. So, I mean,
I wish Kyle O'Reilly was there right now instead of NXT because I love Red Dragon.
Yeah.
I love what Bobby Fish is doing right now.
Yep. And you know what? That's a good fit right now. But look about 3-4 years when that contract comes up and see what happens.
Right.
You know? We'll just have to
see. Isn't it him and CM Punk this Wednesday on Dynamite?
Yeah, he like... ran out there to save Anthony Green.
I can't wait.
Looks like he's challenging.
That's going to be good.
Yeah.
Like, you know, everything he's going to do right now, everybody's going to love. But 3-4 years down the road, when you're not keeping the product fresh and you're not keeping the wrestlers working, you know, the way they should and who they need to, and then they finish it. They start a series and build it and finish it, and they move on to somebody else, great. But if they do these one-and-done matches, no. With no build-up, you're going to lose it. You're going to lose people's interest. And the guy can be killing it every night, but it's, you're going to wait a minute. He just wrestled this person. Where's he going? Where's he headed? That's all I worry about with guys like Bobby Fish and CM Punk and Daniel Bryan. Where are they going? Where are they headed with things with these guys? You know, you got to keep everybody. There's only so much TV time. You got a lot of people standing in the back. You know, you got to. It's kind of hard to keep everybody happy when you have a lot of talent sitting there, standing there, scratching themselves, going, "Hey, when do I get on TV?"
Hey, hey, Velvet. Did you see
Yeah.
Did you see Road to the Top, that reality show that Cody's been doing?
I saw the first episode, ooh, and I haven't looked at any other ones. I haven't had time. Why?
Oh, my goodness!
Because that show it feels somewhat scripted, obviously, but it's also very transparent.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm wondering how you feel about that, about them kind of, even though it's 2021, everybody knows wrestling is entertainment, but how do you feel about them?
Hey, watch your mouth, man. I'm a wrestler.
Being made.
Right. You know what? It's got to be somewhat scripted to a point. But yes, they have freedom to say what they want to say and get their point across. They do. I think sometimes it should be a little less in some areas and a little more in some other areas. My thing is, my personal opinion, I think they're just trying so hard to be Triple H and Stephanie McMahon. Stop trying to be somebody else. Be yourself.
For
you know?
A second, I really thought that Cody was going to do the pedigree the other night on Malachi.
I was so excited that they were doing pile drivers. Cody did pile driver, and so did Dustin earlier
yep.
that night. Like, that was kind of cool to see the regular pile driver come back.
Exactly. And you know what they've done as of recent weeks? The last, I think, three shows, somebody has done a Russian leg sweep. You don't see that anymore. And people have been bringing that back. So I was happy about that. Just the little things that make me happy in wrestling. You know, give me a drop toe hold, give me a Russian leg sweep, you know. Give me a spinning toe hold. That's what I want to see next.
Daniel Bryan won his match with Roman Reigns' guillotine submission.
Yes, he did.
Right. It's funny you mentioned that. I got caught today in the guillotine for real, just rolling around.
Oh, no.
It's brutal, man.
That's a brutal move. I remember when Zabisco put on Xbox.
Steve's been sending
Nitro.
Me videos.
Zabisco just snatched talk out of nowhere, man. And that submission, man, and God. That quick, man. It's a brutal submission, brother.
Yeah, I learned firsthand today, like, just from being on my back on the mat, I got caught, and I'm like, oh, crap.
Oh, not good, sir.
Mm-mm.
Steve sends me videos of him, you know, on the mat and stuff with his jujitsu. I'm like, okay. Oh, you got that. You missed that one, and then he got caught. And if I'd have seen this,
mostly,
I'd have told you, damn, you got
mostly
caught.
mostly getting beat up in the corner. Yeah.
Yeah, he was getting beat up.
Just trying to roll around,
dude. You're big. You shouldn't get beat up, bro. As big as you are, come on, man.
They got the technique on their side. I'm still learning.
True. You know what? You got to get a center of balance and sometimes you have to use their weight and your weight against an opponent. Am I correct, Sinister?
Absolutely.
See?
Yeah, you got to do that.
I mean, if the guy's quicker than you and he's got better technique than you, and you got to beat him to the punch, or you have to counter just right enough to go, hey, guess what? I got you.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I know a little bit about jiu-jitsu. I don't know a lot, but it's I've seen a lot of my friends do it over the years from high school on up. And, you know, I've seen them get beat up, and then I've seen them now that they're black belts, and they're like, they're scary good. It's like, don't touch me, man. I'm good. You know, they tossed me around a few times. I'm like, nope, I'll stick to the wrestling ring. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thankfully I'm not in the takedown stage yet, but mostly just trying to get
right.
past their legs, their guards. And
right,
it's pretty
right.
fun.
Oh yeah, I watched that too. I mean, it's pretty cool. I mean, you should still continue to talk to Sinister when you get a chance, you know, about different things. I hope you're doing that. If not, you need to get
yeah,
on.
Was,
that
yeah.
man's very smart. He's very smart.
Yeah, I was telling him I was having trouble with the mouth escape, but I know you have to get into half guard and stuff like that. So,
right. Well, I mean, you know, pick a day and y'all should, you know, have a phone call conversation and y'all can, you know, talk about it. Because Sinister's really good. He's a quiet guy, but those are the guys you got to watch out for, the quiet ones.
Yeah, that's because you know they got a set of brass knuckles.
Oh, but that's wrestling. See, that's a different entity. He goes off on that. He'll run his mouth on that. But when it comes to jiu-jitsu, he's going to be quiet and get you.
Yeah, I'm the guy talking way too much, doing the rolls, just being like, just commentating on my own losses, like, every time. Like, holy crap, I just got swept. Man, that was tight, like, stuff like that.
You know what you just said? Holy crap, I know, I was right there, I was watching it too.
don't ask Excalibur, because I saw the other night he called a short arm scissor a go-go plata.
Oh no.
Like, oh jeez.
Come on, that's funny as
yeah.
hell.
Hey, I wanted to ask Stro a question since we're on.
Go ahead.
How do you feel, Stro, about UWF rules being used lately? I know it's been a paradigm for wrestling, and New Japan just had one with Shibata and Zack Sabre Jr. with Shibata's return. UWFI rules. Do you think that should be more common? Than
well,
this?
Especially when you're dealing with you know, athletes with MMA background. You know, I mean, that it's you know, pretty fitting. So, I mean, I think it's great that they're kind of bringing it back for those type of bouts.
Yeah, I was glad to see
it gets some legitimacy, right?
Right. I was glad to see a local player was competing at this indie called Paradigm, and they've been doing UWFI rules, and love to see Shibata's return since his 2017 hiatus. And, yeah, I'm just like, been looking it up more often, and I know you wrestled over there in the UWFI period, so I had to ask you, but yeah, I think it'd be cool if that became more common every once in a while as like a special exhibition type thing.
I mean, years ago I thought it was cool that they put the octagon for the Shamrock Owen Hart bout.
Yeah, the Lion's Den.
The Lion's Den, yeah. But that was really cool.
Yeah. I have a question for Stro, too.
Mm-hmm.
You did What If this past week, correct?
Yes, sir.
What are you doing this week coming?
Oh, I'm continuing the What If, but I'm doing that as a part of the Halloween special this week.
Okay. All right.
So it's a combination
of... I'll save my What If. Okay.
Okay, so we're combination of What If and, like, scariest matches, et cetera.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Part of the Halloween
right.
special, yeah.
I got you. All right. But I'll save that What If then. That's good. So,
All right.
So, yeah, that's going to be good. Steve, what do you got? Where are you at in this jiu-jitsu thing? How's this going for you? I've seen the video of you getting kind of beat up. How do you think you're doing? And where are you still going as much as you can, or what?
Yeah, I'm going at least once, twice a week, just because it's affordable, and hopefully I'll be able to do three or four times a week pretty soon. And I really liked having a seminar recently with Margo Cuccinelli, this Italian Chinese player, and she's like a world class athlete, and she was teaching us how to do a certain guard, the De La Riva, and it was pretty cool, like getting someone world famous to come in and roll with and teach with us, teach us a certain guard, and picking our brain, and so it's a fun hobby, and I hope I can see some more competitions locally, because there's been more popping up in my area, so super fun. Still learning basics, but it's pretty cool. And,
is it helping you with stamina and things like that? Are you getting more energy out of this? Are you feeling better? Have you lost any weight? You know, things like that. People want to know stuff like that, like when they do jiu-jitsu, you know?
Yeah, I need to scale myself more. I have one that's pretty good, but I'm sure it's helping me with cardio, because I need to...
you got to have that. Absolutely.
Exactly.
That sport.
Dude, I got gassed out pretty, like, badly the first time I went to open that, and I didn't know anything, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm glad I got water with me. Like, it was crazy. But now I feel a little bit better going into the...
Right.
Of
well, you're a smart guy. You pick things apart. We can tell when you talk about wrestling, the Japanese style, you know, American style, Mexican style. Very smart. So that's
I was being goofy today. I wore like a Kana Asuka mask from WWE, just to mess with them. And then this weekend I might dress up like Tommy and Malachi Black just to mess with them if I have. Because I got the headdress I don't have the same exact one, but I have a goat mask. It looks pretty demonic looking. I'm like, ooh, that'll look cool for Halloween.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then I got like some contacts that are being mailed in. I hope I have them by this weekend. But
nice.
Yeah, I'll probably get some photos up.
Cool.
If I can.
Cool.
So I'm looking. I'm looking forward to 17th next month. Going to Norfolk to go see Dynamite, and then the 13th I might be helping out at a local show, UEW.
Nice.
If I can, so next month will be pretty fun.
Is that the same one that we had the guy come on? Is that the same show?
Yeah, Chris, his
Chris,
show, yeah. It's been pretty fun.
How's he doing? Is he doing all right?
I think he's doing all right. It's overwhelming to put on these shows, but he's been tag team champion recently, and love seeing the Maryland guys come in and work. So
there you go.
It's been pretty cool.
Good. All right. Sinister, what you got coming up, sir?
Actually, none. Just we got a show at the Boys Club on the 30th of this month, and hopefully we have a good turnout. So, basically, that's all I got coming up. And then I'm still training.
Right. Absolutely. Do you and Steve? Y'all? Exchange numbers or talked on Messenger?
Messenger, but I'll send him my number if he wants to contact later.
I think you should talk to Sinister. Sinister's a very, very knowledgeable on jiu-jitsu and MMA, so, I mean, he can help you with your techniques. I think he would love to do that, you know, for you, because he's a very nice guy. He wants to
I think I'll send him a clip or a GIF and then ask him if I should do it this way or that way.
Okay.
Like that.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, Tim, if you're still on the line, you got anything coming up other than work?
Other than work. Nope. No scheduled equestrian shows. Not really. Just preparing the house for wintertime and getting ready for holidays, unfortunately. That's about it in my world.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. We're the same. We're the same. Well, I thank you for coming on. I mean, you got to jump in there sometimes. You know, you got to do like Pop Culture Stars and just say, you know, Turkish midget prison porn at some point, you know.
Thanks for having me on, Velvet. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. Absolutely. Todd, are you back?
Already, then.
What you got?
Well, I managed to get through one SIM card issue tonight. Not a ton of stuff going on. I talk about Pop Culture Stars. It's Wednesday. We'll be doing our Halloween show.
Nice.
What the heck that's going to consist of? No stinking clue. we just know it'll be Halloween themed. Speaking of Halloween and scary events, this coming Saturday, the wife will be back up here to visit me for a week. So,
that's scary.
On so many levels.
Scary for her.
I didn't say it was scary for me. I try to take some time off. I think we'll try to run up to Ohio and let her go see my mom. So, you know, when a family member gets to see a mother-in-law, that's always its own bit of terror. So that should be fun.
Well, make sure you shave and you put clothes on before she gets there, okay? Just saying.
Now, when you say shave, we'll leave it alone.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Papa Strove, give us everything you got going on this week.
All right, deep breath. I mentioned WCW Retro's Halloween special this Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You want to come by and party with us on WCW Retro Thursday night, feel free to call in. And then Friday night on my horror sci-fi show, The Stro Zone, at 12 midnight Eastern Standard Time, the feature for this Friday night will be Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein. So please submit that.
Oh, dear God, that is one of the best films ever made. It is.
And then, hey, Stro, you know what I saw on Amazon Prime the other day was the Bowery Boys with Bela Lugosi, Spooks Run Wild.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah. That's a really good, yeah. Yeah, that's definitely a classic.
Old I really like the... I like the Black Cat, since we're talking about Bela Lugosi. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. Black Cat.
Yeah.
The Saturday... All right,
what else you got, Stro?
Saturday is the premiere of The Devil's Daughter, A Harlequin Story, at the Golden Ticket Cinema's Twin in Lenoir, North Carolina. Proceeds will be going to Gracious Hands, who helps people that deal with domestic violence. And then I believe Sunday, The Devil's Daughter will be released on their Facebook page, facebook.com/RealDevil'sDaughter, for everyone to check out. So,
Stro.
Yes.
How's working with Ron Farrow and the RT? I saw that you're working with some mutuals, so I thought that was pretty cool that you're working with Farrow again.
Oh, okay. I've been working on other film projects as of late. It's a horror short called The Love Spell by Six Flick Productions. That'll be out soon. And then another film I'm working on, it's just the one that Steve's mentioning. It's called Hybrid, which will be out pretty soon as well. So be on the lookout for The Love Spell and The Hybrid.
Awesome.
Next time. Awesome.
That man is working hard. I love it. Yes. Dr. John?
Yes, sir.
So what do you got going on this upcoming week?
We just shot the Lizard Man documentary yesterday. It should be out end of this week. They're working overtime to do that. And then this coming Saturday, the Lizard Man Festival, 4th annual, will be in Columbia, South Carolina at the Owens Skateboard Park.
and just excited. And I want to say thank you, everybody, for being on here, listeners, WLS, AM, and FM. And we're just glad to have everybody here. And, Velvet, will you be back next week? I know I will be.
I will be there.
Okay.
I will be back on all the shows this week.
And we're going to have a wonderful, wonderful Halloween special next Sunday night. Velvet, you and I are going to work on that one. Papa Stroh and Sinister and Steve and Todd and Mitch. Can all you guys be on here for next week's? We're actually doing a Halloween special on Halloween. Can you join us?
We'll do.
There you go.
Yeah, that's right. My church early in the evening is doing a trunk retreat, but I'll definitely try my best.
We can't be mad at you for that, brother.
No, can't at all.
Okay.
No.
So we'll see everybody next week. The special Halloween issue of Pro Wrestling Interviews. Thanks to everybody. We love you. It's signing off from Travelers Rest, South Carolina, the sun capital of the upstate. Everybody take care.
Ooh.
We love all of you, okay?
All right, guys.
All right. Be safe, all.
Yeah.
Big hugs.
All right.
Big hugs.
Love
I
it.
Can give us
no drugs.
Hit the butt. If he can hit
bye
the butt.